Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College, the Strategic Studies Institute. Argentina. Argentina is a story within a story. The economic crisis of many years standing and the election of a libertarian, an unusual man with a Beatles haircut, who speaks extremely well on the road or in Buenos Aires. Javier Milei, advised by his sister, advised by his counselors that brought him into the presidency, and addressing right away the runaway inflation. The story looks promising. Argentina cuts rates again as inflation crests near 300%. Buenos Aires, Reuters. Argentina's central bank cut the benchmark interest rate after inflation slowed for the fourth straight month, and the annual rate crested just shy of 300% amid a tough austerity drive by President Milei. The central bank said in a statement it had cut the rate to 40% from 50. Wow. Professor, a very good evening to you. Clearly, Argentina's economy was out of control when Milei took office. And as I recall, you quite trenchantly said he's got to hurry. He's only got so much time before the forces against him, that would be the Peronistas, the Kirchneristas, just the bad actors in the unions, counterattack. Overnight rate from 50 to 40% tells us what the alarm bells were. But this Reuters headline points in a good direction. Do we believe it? Good day to you, Professor.
Good day to you, John. Well, certainly Javier Milei in the past couple of months has used largely his executive authority to really stabilize what was a desperate economic situation. His performance on the macro numbers are very good. And as a matter of fact, that's been reflected in a very positive review that he got from the IMF that makes it appear that they are now willing to disperse an additional $800 million as they go through trying to service their loan payments. So as you alluded to, John, Milei shut down the economy, shut down spending. And so with that, he began to turn inflation around. It's been 300% over the past year. It's now down to about 9% a month, which for Argentina is an amazing accomplishment. He has been able, by shutting down federal spending and transfer payments, to begin to get to create a surplus for the first time in years. He's begun to get their foreign currency reserves back up, which means that he's stabilized the peso. And as you alluded to, with interest and inflation under control, the central bank has been able to begin to bring down interest rates to levels where it may create at least an investment possible climate. Now, having said that, there are many stories in Latin America in which basically politicians and bankers trying to do the right thing with respect to responsibility and austerity take actions that are not politically sustainable. And so the flip side of the coin is the fact that just last week, May 9th, you had a very serious general strike that involved the transport union, the grains union, supermarkets were closed down, airports and banks. And so the issue is that that Milei is economically doing a fantastic job, but he still continues to be in that race in order to have enough political capital to give the Argentines motive to wait things out while he feels the traditional Peronist unions like the CGT ever more at his heels, reflecting the frustration of the loss in purchasing power and the loss of jobs that they've experienced in the process of stabilizing the economy.
The Chinese and Argentina, two factors. One is Argentina, as I understand it, has rejected the invitation to BRICS, which is a blow to China's march of supremacy somewhere in the world. There's always another way to contest with China. At the same time, There is the story of the Space Communications Center station in Argentina that you flagged a couple of weeks back, and it's come back to us. I read a headline from Buenos Aires Times earlier in the spring. This is April. Argentina's government considers inspection of Chinese space station. Echoing concerns of U.S. officials, Malay's administration believes there are irregularities in contracts signed authorizing the space station. So two tracks here. No, thank you very much. No bricks for us. And no, thank you very much. We're reading the contract and it says we have a right to participate in this space communication station. And we're looking to inspect it. I'm a little behind here. Has the inspection taken place? And what is the nature of this dispute? Why is Malay, what you'd have to say, throwing dust in the eyes of the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, the inspection did take place, John, and not surprisingly, they didn't find anything, but that's not an indication that there's not a problem. But the broader context, as you alluded to, Malay is very misunderstood in the international media on this, is that Malay as a libertarian has never said that Argentine companies couldn't do business with the Chinese. Indeed, that's very much hands off for him. But politically, he has aligned himself with the United States and said we're not going to do political arrangements and deals with communists. And so in many ways, BRICS, which was something that didn't entirely make sense from a market standpoint and in many ways was seen as a bit of a political alignment with some relatively questionable actors. Of course, Russia is part, China is a part, of course, Iran and Saudi Arabia were recently made part. But in the course of taking that position, very importantly, a little over a week ago, Malay received the head of U.S. Southern Command, General Laura Richardson, I think the ongoing expression of some of the concerns about the space station that was signed by Cristina Fernandez in a previous era, in which the Argentine state has no presence, no ongoing physical presence. They get to use about 10% of the dish time, but there are some real concerns that, given that it's a deep space radio telescope, is under the administrative control of what's called the Strategic Support Force of the People's Liberation Army. Indeed, very likely with military personnel there, that this could, in time of war, be used for military purposes in ways that the Argentine government never intended when they signed up for this. I think reflecting some of those concerns and Malay's political alignment, not necessarily his economic orientation towards China, they did basically what the previous center-right government of Mauricio Macri had also tried to do back in 2015 through 2019, which is to try to get at least a little bit more supervision on the station. And so they brought together the foreign minister, Diana Maldino. They brought a series of technical personnel from CONAI, the Space Authority, as well as the Communications Ministry and others to basically go and take a look at the station. The expectation was not to find a smoking gun of Chinese military personnel doing nefarious things there, but it was really the first step of many to assert greater control over this station. And so I think it was a step in the right direction. We'll see what is to come from this. But the other thing that really highlights, John, is that when Cristina signed up for this agreement, it ceded enormous amounts of Argentine sovereignty, basically telling the Chinese that they could not only without Argentine government supervision at the facility, but they are exempt from taxes. They are exempt from Argentine labor laws. They have a virtual, total autonomy and indeed a commitment by the Argentine government not to interfere with what the PLA is doing there. There's also a lesson kind of a caveat emptor, buyer beware, or really what's so common in many of these deals in which people hope for benefit, which is signing up for these mega deals and then finding out later that the fine print has prejudiced the nation that signed them, the leaders that signed them in ways that were not fully appreciated when those at least, good sounding deals were made under conditions of imperfect transparency and supervision.
If I understand the controversy, it includes the question of how much of the personnel at this station are military. And knowing what I do about the Chinese space program, It's not civil military. It's all military, all the time, which is why the U.S. is not able to cooperate with the Chinese in orbit, in space station. Now, is that a factor for Argentina, that we've got Chinese military men dressed as civilians on our territory, entering and leaving with our permission?
Exactly, John. So according to the contract, the open contract of the facility, it's administered by something called the Chinese Launching and Tracking Control, which is a part of the Chinese Strategic Support Forces. The Chinese Strategic Support Forces is basically a logistic arm of the Chinese People Liberation Army. And so administrative on paper, essentially the Chinese military operate this facility on Argentine territory with contractual autonomy to pretty much do what they want without a regular Argentine government presence. And if you look at the facility itself, it broadcasts on the X band and S band, which are basically bands and the dish is capable of operating in domains where military operations take place. Indeed, it's a tracking and control facility. And so the risks are that not only could the station sweep up certain types of signals from U.S. satellites, but it could be used not only potentially to locate U.S. satellites in orbit, but potentially even support operations that help in times of war, Chinese space vehicles possibly coming over the pole do strategic attacks against the United States. And so, again, an autonomous PLA-operated facility on Argentine territory. And there's a sense, I think, with the Malay government, the government has ceded its sovereignty in ways that allow an adversary of the United States to do things from Argentine territory that, you know, Argentina, in its alliance with the United States, may not have fully intended or desire.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, this story is not complete. The non-transparency of the Chinese military is infamous. And what we have here is the possibility that Argentina was played for, well, let's leave it this way, that Argentina was not given the whole of the story. And Malay is in a position now to find more. We're going to turn to another Chinese dispute with the Americas. We're going to Peru. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachman.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.